This programme was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com.
You are listening to the Wolves Fan Show on Love Sports Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. Well, what a show we are set to have for you. The next 30 minutes is your takeover. And Wolves at the minute, well, they're different animals, aren't they? Different beasts. And you can have your say this evening. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. But Wolves at the minute, they are on a tear. Winning in the Europa League, beating Norwich on the weekend. How good can this season be? How high can they reach? Well, joining me now, it is Jordan Russell. And let me say, it will be a passionate, animated Jordan Russell, because not only will he be on a high from how his team are doing, but he also predicted how easy these games would be. Jordan, great to be joined with you now. It would be rude for us, if we didn't start talking about Espanyol in the Europa League last week. We know how good Wolves are. We know how good they can be. We was excited for the return of the European adventure, Europa League Part 2. But if we're being honest, Jordan, I don't think, apart from you, I know you predicted a win, but no one predicted a 4-0 thrashing, a hammering, and what a night it was.
Yeah, it was, you know, absolutely fantastic occasion, spectacle to be a part of, really. I thought, on reflection, the first half, we were quite conservative, very much sort of Nuno's style of way that we didn't give them too much. We were sort of waiting for opportunities and, you know, deservedly went 1-0 up before half-time and should have been 2 with the one-on-one that Traoré missed. Second half, though, once we saw what and felt out what Espanyol were all about, you know, we really stepped it up, and 4-0 didn't flatter us by the end of the game. You know, Ruben Neves' goal, just absolutely incredible.
Yeah,
and it's, the funny thing is that's still probably not even his best goal for Wolves, something like that, which is mind-boggling to say the least. But, you know, a bit of return of form for Diogo Jota getting a hat-trick as well. I think I said a few weeks ago that I thought he was getting a little bit of unfair criticism. You know, Pedente's come in, Neto's done a good job when he's been playing whilst Jota's been injured. But, you know, he's such a fantastic player for Wolves, and, you know, his goals on Thursday and then Sunday, you know, show what a fine player he is.
Yeah, Jordan, I'm not kidding, and I'm sure you've been talking with all your mates, Wolves fans, and at the Wolves Fancast. There are so many highlights from this game. It's quite incredible. We'll try to get through them all, but, you know, João Moutinho and Adama Traoré, they were back in the lineup. You know, obviously, Diego Jota's hat-trick, the wonder goal from Ruben Neves. But it wasn't nearly always that way, was it? Because when it was 1-0, Rui Patricio nearly made a mistake at 1-0. Might have been a different story, you know. Maybe nearly giving them the away goal. What did you make of that rush of blood to the head?
I think there's two parts of it, really. First of all, I'm not quite sure what Raul Jimenez is trying to do with a volley that's gone backwards 40 yards and it's just spiraling backwards. Second of all, yeah, I mean, you know, quite clearly it wasn't a back pass, but, you know, he's tried to clear it, and then he's tried, I don't know what he's tried to do, flicked his heel up in the air. But all in all, you know, he's made a fantastic recovery save, which people aren't talking about. It could have been a disaster, really, because Espanyol, large part of the game, weren't even competing with us. So if we'd have conceded an away goal at that point, it would have made it 1-1. And, you know, it could quite easily have been a different result on the night. So, yeah, we didn't get punished for it, thankfully. But like you say, that was probably the one negative in a near-perfect performance for me.
Yeah, I think it was perfect. I mean, you couldn't ask for much more. Let's talk about the goal scorers then. Hat-trick for Jota. I mean, back-to-back hat-tricks as well. That is the first time in Europe since Klaus-Jan Huntelaar for Schalke in 2012. And I know that, you know, the Wolves players want to go further and deeper, but for a personal achievement, how incredible is that? Back-to-back hat-tricks in Europe.
It's not bad, is it, to be fair? He's I'll be honest with you, in this current Wolves team, he's actually my favourite player. And I'm not saying he's the best player at the club, but he's definitely my favourite player, just because, you know, he's about 5'9", 10", gets kicked all over the park. But he likes to, you know, gives a little bit back as well, as you saw with, you know, the player trying to headbutt him in the first half. You know, he's very tenacious. You can't, you know, knock or fault his endeavour. And to go, you know, score back-to-back hat-tricks in the Europa League, you know Mug doing that, you know, everyone can see he's got quality. I suppose his one criticism is that he probably doesn't score enough, which is mad to say. You know, he scored 5 in 2 games, but the amount of chances he has week in, week out, you know, he goes through like spells where he won't score for 8, 9 games, and then all of a sudden he'll get 8 in 4, and then he'll go on another little barren run. So, you know, if you want to put him in your fantasy football team, you've got to be quite lucky.
Yeah, it's streaky, but obviously on aggregate and on average, those goals do obviously, they even themselves out. Hopefully now, though, he can become a little bit consistent because he's found it 5 in 2. Hopefully he's found something now to work with. But we have to talk about a man who knows how to score special goals. All these goals feel like they're moments of magic. But Ruben Neves, what a strike that was. Jordan, seriously, I could watch this over and over.
Yeah, it's just pure class, and there's no other word really for it. You know, it's the technique. He's, you know, first of all, he shrugs the player off who's, you know, to his left of him. And it's all just in one motion, like chest volley. And as soon as he's left his boot, you just know what, you know, you just know it's a goal. He's an absolutely fantastic player. And again, sort of, I think he didn't start off the season that well in terms of his standards. But last 6 weeks or so, he's been just head and shoulders, you know, just been fantastic. Arguably, over the last 6 weeks, our best player. You know, everyone can see what star quality he's got. And when you got him on song with João Moutinho in the middle, there can't be many better centre midfield partnerships in the league, to be honest.
Jordan, we know how good Wolves are. You've been banging that drum for ages. And because of the evidence, you know, not just because you're a passionate, biased fan, but I was watching it, and I know how strong Wolves are, but I'm watching it and thinking, no, I mean, it just kept getting better and better, and I couldn't quite believe it. We're talking about Diego Jota's hat-trick, then Neves' wonder goal. Neto then comes on the pitch, and he nearly scores a wonder goal himself. I feel like, this is, what is going on?
Yeah, with the, you know, the Harlem Globetrotters of football at the minute. I mean, it certainly felt like on
the Wolves Galacticos.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's just brilliant, especially watching it, you know, live and experiencing it as a fan at the moment. It's, you know, it's absolutely brilliant, and long may it continue, hopefully.
Well, we know that Wolves want to go deep in Europa League, and we know that they're a team that can, and, you know, they've got other aims this season. But for you, Jordan, and the Wolves fans, how good was this in terms of their history? Where does this night rank for Wolves fans? And I know some may say, oh, it's Espanyol, but this is still a side that was playing in the Championship 2 seasons ago.
Yeah, it's one of those things. I think it's generational, really, in terms of where you'd rank those nights. You know, for myself, I'm sort of late 20s now, and it's, you know, I've been used to seeing Wolves pretty much in the Championship for most of my life. So these sort of games, you know, this is my first ever experience of watching this in Europe. And, you know, we've watching us beat Besiktas away and at home 4-0, obviously Espanyol. You know, they're not, don't get me wrong, they're not the giants of European football, but, you know, they're very, you know, well-respected and reputable teams across, you know, a lot of people have heard of these teams. So actually to be competing with the likes of these teams and, you know, not just beating them, but giving them 4-0 hammerings, you know. it's crazy. And I think it will continue. And all being well, and we carry on getting, you know, hopefully get another favourable draw in the next round. Who knows where we can go with it.
Yeah, well, you're talking about the next round, and I wanted to ask, because I know you obviously won't get carried away, and all of Wolves fans won't, but, you know, because in football, you're never short of a miracle around the corner. But we have to say, this tie is over, and it's no disrespect to Espanyol, but surely Wolves are sitting in the next round and in the last 16, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's fair to say that. Even, you know, I'm sure he's probably going to rotate a couple tomorrow night as well, Nuno, and give some people a bit of game time that they need. But I can't see us not scoring goals no matter who we're playing. So the fact that Espanyol need to score, well, 4 to take it into extra time, they're going to leave massive gaps if they truly go for the tie. Again, it's arguably they might just write it off now and concentrate on the league because they're in a dire position in the league anyway. But if they come out and attack us, I can't see us not scoring a goal tomorrow, put it like that. So that already then means they're going to have to get 5 minimum. And with how we play and, you know, how solid we are defensively as well, I personally can't see it. I'd think we'll end up keeping another clean sheet, how poor they were last week.
They did have a few chances, though. Jordan, obviously watched it at home and loved every second. For those of us who weren't there and the fans that are listening, what was it like on the night? Just the atmosphere, and what did Wolves fans make of it? Because I'm imagining, as they say, absolute scenes and limbs everywhere.
Pre-game, it was absolutely brilliant. Very much sort of a party atmosphere. It was getting sort of a bit hostile and stuff with the music, and it all of a sudden becoming very real. Actually, after, you know, sort of that kick-off and watching the first sort of 10 minutes or so, the crowd was a little bit flat, and I think that we spoke about this on the podcast, and it's being released tomorrow morning. I think that it was more so, rather than, you know, hope, it was expectancy that we were actually just going to turn Espanyol over. And it was only when the second half, you know, the Ruben Neves goal in the second half, where it just ramped Molyneux up again. So, yeah, by the end of the night, it was such a fantastic experience and real party atmosphere. And yeah, like I say, let the good times roll, eh?
Yeah, and Nuno was speaking after the game. He said, "Dreaming is free. I know fans will do this." But the team did take a huge step towards reaching that last 16. We know they're high up in the betting. Have the expectations changed at all with this win, Jordan?
I think so, just because of the performance, let alone the result. I mean, when the draw came out, it was a dream tie, really, for us. There was, you know, you're playing bottom of La Liga, who, you know, breath of confidence, but then also that away trip in Barcelona for the fans, so couldn't have been much better, really. In terms of expectancy, yeah, I mean, I can't lie, it's hard to keep your feet on the ground, really, at the moment. You're seeing, you know, leading the betting market, likes of Arsenal and Man United, and I've made my views very clear on this show that I think 1-11 would be better than both of those sides anyway, so we don't fear those guys. So yeah, for me, my personal opinion is, and it's not saying we can't beat them, but you just want to try and avoid Inter Milan over two legs, really. If you can avoid them over two legs, we've got a great shot, I think. But, you know, if we do end up getting them, bring them on. Like, you know, we're not going to fear anyone, but my preference would be try and avoid Inter Milan as best as possible and try and do them over 90 minutes in Poland.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're going to be talking about that second leg, the return game in Spain, and also what was nearly an identical game on the weekend when Wolves faced Norwich. That is all coming up in the second break, because Jordan Russell is staying around with us.
This is Love Sport.
You are listening to the Wolves Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins, still joined by my fantastic co-host, Jordan Russell, talking everything where Wolves are concerned. And you can have your say still tonight. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. I can imagine at the minute you're all on a high and we want to hear from you. This is the platform to do it on the Love Sport Fan Shows. Jordan, we have to talk about Norwich on the weekend, because sometimes people can say playing on a Thursday, playing on a Sunday, you see a European hangover. Well, there was no hangover, maybe for the fans, but not for the players, because they nearly produced an identical result and performance against Norwich. It was nearly a carbon copy. It was 3-0, not 4. Jota got 2, not 3. And it was almost the same, and it was a repeat of the 90 minutes, wasn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. And it was sort of what I said on last week's show to you, that I think that it was going to be our easiest home Premier League game of the season. And it turned out that way. And not because, you know, the 20th in the league, but, you know, it was sort of like the factors around it, that they're 7 points adrift at the bottom. They only know how to play one way, Norwich. They're going to come at us and attack us. And I thought that we'll just sit in, give them a lot of the ball, and we'll just counter-attack them and then break them down. And the first 10, 15 minutes, Norwich had the ball, didn't break us down. We've got 1-0 up, and then we just absolutely dominated the game from that moment on. And, you know, Tim Krul made 2, 3, 4 world-class saves. And, you know, it could have been 6, 7, 8, and no one could have really argued, even like the most diehard Norwich fan, really. So, yeah, fantastic performance, controlled it near enough from start to finish, and yeah, it was a professional performance.
Yeah, professional performance is the word for me, Jordan, because sometimes, not in a bad way, when I mention the European hangover, it can be mentally as well, not from physically playing Thursday, Sunday, but a win like that and a win of that magnitude, it really takes it out of you. The players are on a high and they almost forget that, look, we still got a job to do here. But there was none of that, was that? It was the ultimate professional performance, and they just completely carried on from where they left off.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that, like I say, Norwich were dangerous. They were a live opponent for about 15 minutes. And as soon as we got the first goal, you could see it's one of those things when you're down the bottom as well. I've seen it enough in my time being a Wolves fan that as soon as that first goal goes in, the confidence, you can see the confidence just seeps out of the team. And unfortunately for Norwich, that happened to them on Sunday. They were outclassed. And yeah, we're a fantastic team, as you know, as I'm sure Wolves fans know. But yeah, we made them look extremely ordinary. So you've got to give, again, credit to the players after playing Thursday night to go and repeat that. And yeah, another clean sheet in the bank and another 3 points.
Yeah, and not only was it another win in the bank, another 3 points, another hatful of goals, 7-0 on aggregate in those last two games. But the bit I really want to talk about and the bit where Wolves deserve plaudits is they're banging in the goals, but they're being brilliant at the back as well, that defensive foundation. We're now talking about, Jordan, 4 clean sheets in a row and 3 in the league. I mean, when we're saying near-perfect performances, what more could we ask for from this team? They're scoring goals, but keeping clean sheets as well. This is the way football's meant to be played.
Yeah, well, we're making it look simple at the minute. And I think a big reason for that is Willy Bolly coming back from injury. Since he's been back, he's just been colossal for us. You know, he improves our team massively. For me, and again, probably outside of Wolves fans, people would laugh at this, but I'd put him in the top 3 centre-halves in the Premier League. Genuinely, he's that good. He's quick, he's strong, wins every header. He never looks, you know, I think he's had one bad game that I can remember in the 3 years he's been at the club, and that was Everton near the start of this season where I thought he looked a bit shaky. Yeah, he's just such a man mountain. He's, you know, he really makes our team a lot more solid. And then you put into that as well that Roman Saiss has gone into the back three playing the left-hand side as well. And he just looks like a new man himself as well. He's been, you know, phenomenal, even in Bolly's absence. So, yeah, there's a few players playing out of the skin at the minute, and I think that whilst, you know, we're keeping clean sheets and these performances are going, it's only just going to keep continuing because the confidence is going to keep growing in that team.
Yeah, and the confidence is growing in that team, and I think they're finding another level and another gear that maybe only Wolves fans would have known that they had, because they did have that rocky start to the season. Their season started really early, but now that, you know, they haven't run out of steam, you wouldn't think they've played all of them games. They're really coming into their own and they're actually going from strength to strength. And it's a little bit of a irrelevant question, Jordan, a little bit silly, but we know how magical and special last season was, the first one in the Premier League qualifying for Europe, but this season, this is almost even better. Where do you rank the two if you can compare them?
Tough. I think if you look at it to sort of a year to date, I think just that's tough.
They both put you on the spot with that one.
I don't want to be a fence sitter, but it's hard to sort of say. I mean, last season was special just because of being the first season back with, and also the first season in a long time that there's a Wolves team in the Premier League where the fans are expecting something. When we caught last season, you know, if you'd have offered fans 17th, I'm sure some pessimistic fans would have taken it. Just, you know, survival was obviously key, but we went up with a lot of expectancy last season and finishing 7th, FA Cup semi-final, cracking year. This season, there's probably been a bit more expectancy on us from the fans and, you know, our peers, effectively. But, you know, you could argue that we've bettered it this season. Granted, we got knocked out of the FA Cup, but it wasn't really ever anything for us this season. We played, you know, picked effectively 2 reserve teams against Man United. We've got, you know, obviously got Europa League this season. And if we win that, we'll be in the Champions League. So I think if we win the Europa League, Charlie, I'd say this season just about pips it, I think.
I mean, we're talking about a Wolves side that could win the Europa League, and it's not out of the question, out of the possibility whatsoever. A side that's full 4th, 5th in the betting, you know, and only they've been in Europe, I think, since the 70s 8 times, but they haven't actually made it into the knockout stages and past Christmas in European football since 1972. This Wolves side at the minute is just unbelievable stuff, but pinch yourself and you're going to be hurt, because it's absolutely true and it is happening. Let's quickly look at the 2 games now coming up. Obviously, the second leg with Espanyol, it is 4-0, But will we see any rotation in? Because they've got another big game in the league on Sunday, and that one is against Spurs.
I would think so. And only, you know, seeing some of the players that have gone, the plane's gone today, this morning as well, and there's a few of the sort of under-23 squad that are getting on the plane. You know, by all means, it could just be experience of being in and around the squad, but, you know, we played second strings, it's probably not a fair way of putting it, but a slightly weaker team against Besiktas in the last group game of the Europa League, and we ended up, you know, winning 4-0 that game as well. So we've got faith of the youngsters coming in and doing a job, and it's all just, you know, bred from the academy, I think, all from like sort of under 10 to under 11 age. Well, definitely from when they're playing 11-a-side football, they all play the same system now. So it's all, you know, all through the club, it's 3-4-3. So, you know, ultimately, say, you know, Doherty got injured, then the right wing back, Oscar Burr, would come in, and it's all just very sort of natural. So they already know the role and what, you know, what they've got to do with it. So I think anyone that does come in tomorrow, yeah, they'll know what they're doing, put it like that. And I think that it's going to be a good experience. The fans will have a great time. I think the result really tomorrow is irrelevant, as long as we come out of it with no injuries and obviously we get through the tie.
Yeah, that's the main thing, no injuries. But you don't want to rotate. You want to keep the momentum that we're talking about from the Norwich game, from the Europa League game, because they're flying at the minute. But when you have played as many games as Wolves this season and you're 4-0 up from the first leg, it does afford them the opportunity to rest a couple of the players. And obviously, looking towards that Spurs clash on the weekend, this is a massive tie. And obviously, Spurs got the win at Molineux earlier in the season. Maybe a win that they didn't deserve. They were a little bit lucky. But Wolves will maybe take heart that they beat Spurs last year at Spurs 3-1.
Yeah, and I think that, again, like I said earlier on the show, we don't actually fear anyone anymore. And I think that arguably, this Tottenham team, well, is a lot weaker than the one we beat at Wembley last season. Even to the one that beat us in the last minute this season at home. You know, how we didn't win that game, I'll never know. But, you know, this is a Tottenham team with no Kane, no Son, a bit of, you know, Mourinho's chopping and changing formations, players just trying to get a bit of solidity at the back. Yeah, I think, you know, this Sunday, we'll go there, and the way we're playing and the way that they're playing, I'd make us marginal favourites, to be honest with you. I'm not sure what the bookies will say about that, but just, you know, how well we're playing and they're slightly off form, I think that we can go there and get 3 points.
Yeah.
A point won't be a bad result, but I think we can go there and get all three.
Jordan, I'll be honest, and you know I would say different, I don't make you wrong. This is a Spurs side that are struggling. They've got a lot of injuries up top. They got beat by Chelsea. They, you know, they got that last-minute run against Villa, but Villa were maybe hard done by for points. We can't say that on the Wolves fan show, but this is a time, there is no fear from Wolves, where Wolves will feel, you know, they're the ones who are the favourites and they're there to get the 3 points.
Yeah, and I think just based on, like I say, current form and looking at the 1-11s, like I watched them against Chelsea on Saturday as well, on the midday kickoff, and I wasn't impressed with them. And that's a, you know, I know they sort of got a goal near the end, but yeah, I watched them and Chelsea and thought, you know what, like I think we're better than these, and I genuinely do think that. And even, you know, on last night's show as well, I think that Chelsea is like starting to falter a bit under Lampard. And yeah, I mean, we've got Chelsea coming up soon at the Bridge as well, and that'll be a massive game in terms of the race for fourth or fifth place for the Champions League.
Yeah, we don't know, do we, Jordan, at the minute what places are available. Just quickly for you then, Jordan, two predictions: Espanyol tomorrow night and Spurs on the weekend.
Espanyol tomorrow night, I'll go for 3-2 for Wolves. And that's just because, I'll be honest with you, it could be anything.
That's 7-2 really over the two legs, though. It's incredible.
Yeah, it depends what teams are out and stuff. So I think well, what I saw last week, I don't think we'll lose the game, but hopefully there'll be a bit of entertainment for the travelling fans. Tottenham, I think we'll go there and win 2-1. But I really think, you know, if we got a point out of the game, fantastic. But I think a Wolves fan would be disappointed with not getting something out of that game. Like I say, minimum a point, and then start winning our home games again and keep that run going.
Well, absolutely. Wolves have got to roll with that momentum, Jordan, but so have you, because you did get the predictions right last week. So maybe you are on a roll yourself. Jordan, always a delight to talk to you, especially on a week like this when Wolves, they are absolutely flying, thrashing Espanyol last week, beating Norwich on the weekend. They are good to go. Welcome to the last 16. There, I said it. Make sure you check out Jordan and his team at Wolves Fancast. Terrific Wolves guys, giving you extra content as well. But the Wolves Fan Show, me and Jordan, or me and Ryan, we will be back as we always are every week, every Wednesday, 8 to 8.30 on Love Sport Radio.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.